Let me see this. Oh, wow, it does smell like socks. Who had the socks one? Was this you?
No, this is mine right over here. Blue and true.
Who stunk it up? So I want my...
That one's yours. That one's yours, I think.
No.
No, it's not.
No, this one's yours. Dennis has the good one.
Dennis got
the good
one. I got the yarn one.
I got the...
You might have the socks? One I had earlier, but...
No, that one's flowers.
Yeah, this one. This one's like... Oh, like deep flower. I feel like this is
yours.
These
are some deep sniffs.
Yeah. You gotta get in there.
Yeah. It's the only way.
I think this is yours. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, you can sniff all day, but you can't get the smell out the microphone. It's always gonna be
there.
That's
right. It's sort of one of those phenomena.
This one's the yarn.
Smell, they say, is matter, right? When you smell has a weight. I once read a Snapple fact that said the average smell weighs 750 nanograms, which leads me to believe that
that's a dupe.
Particulate. No, I mean, I don't know. I believe this one. So when you think about it, that means that could you smell something so much that it no longer smells? And would you be able to tell that?
Do you mean take away the matter of the smell?
Yeah, you just sniff all the matter.
Would it ever have zero mass, though?
Can we do that with the mics?
Well, no, because I would think that not every component of something is exuding odor. But maybe I'm wrong.
Does this smell, and we just can't detect it, this table? Now, that's a question.
A philosophical question.
A philosophical
question. Lee Edelman might say an epistemological question about the nature
of being.
Of perceiving, dude.
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 Dude, no.
All right, anyway, that's enough of that. It's now... past the hour. It's 11:01. We should probably go back to playing music because those of you listening probably...
The people want music.
That's right. They want smelling to a certain degree, but probably more music. So I've got some two tracks queued up. They're both from the new Mal Divisa record. Now, Mal Divisa played here on February 13th. It was the coldest night of the year. So
really setting the stage. Give me
the turnout was not, you know, it's tough to get people to come out to the Crafts House on a bitter cold night where the wind chill is taking things into the double digits below zero Fahrenheit. So
I don't want to go.
You don't want to go.
No.
But I was there, and there were enough people there to make it a pretty solid show, and she was incredible. And she just put out a new album. It's getting some kind of hype. It's on Stereo Gum Heavy Rotation. I think it's getting some kind of praise elsewhere. She's already, you know, she's got some local, well, maybe not local. I don't know. I forget exactly where she's based. But she's great. She's incredible. New album's called Kid with Two Eyes.
She paying you to do this?
She's not. She's not. We actually pay her.
Are you in bed with her?
No. This is totally... this is my genuine...
I'm kidding.
...reflection. No, I know you are, Zan.
Just for the viewers.
All right.
I mean the listeners.
Dennis.
Oh, my God. Dennis?
Dennis.
Yeah.
Can you do me a favor and bring up Aux 2?
Hey, Dennis, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What was your favor?
You know what it is.
He's just talking about Aux 2.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about something
No.
else.
No.
Oh.
No, it's just Aux 2. Get your heads out of the gutter. Come on.
Look alive.
All right. And, all right, here we go. Little Mal Divisa. If I
oh.
Oh, damn. I love it that way. Don't tell no fables. If you able. When I was younger, I went to church and that shit done some. Don't tell no fables. 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 Now I'm able, I know, can't hit every note. Yeah, I know, but I hit that feeling that be deep up in your soul. Don't tell no fables. I don't care what you promote. I don't care what's in your store. Don't tell no fables. You hit me with them lies. I swear it's not a surprise. Ooh, don't tell no fables. Don't tell no fables. If you able. When I was younger, I went to church and that shit done some. Don't tell no fables. Don't tell no fables. Don't tell no fables. Don't tell no fables. Yeah, never changed. I'm influencing. Never pretending. I wanna blend in. In sixth grade, I got braids. I didn't even care. Them niggas had waves. Cain and Abel since the cradle. Couldn't hate to hurt my bro. In a maze with all your tales. I don't know which way to go. Don't tell no fables. I could kiss the ocean flow. I could dangle from the heavens. You a danger on the low. Don't tell no fables. If you able. When I was younger, I went to church and that shit done some. Don't tell no fables. Don't tell no fables. Don't tell no fables. Don't tell no fables.
Stereotypes and all your labels. Lord, don't trust a word you say. Don't tell no fables. I'm gonna learn the truth one day. It's amazing all the lies they told. Lives they broken. Good thing I could read with my three eyes wide open. Yeah. Read between the lines, the little hidden Venus signs that most people not really find. Don't tell me no lie.
Don't tell me no lie.
Don't tell me no fable.
Call a spade and throw your cards on the table. Know the truth for myself so you can wrap me in your brain. I have no white God till I say I'm a savior.
Oh yeah, it's just the funky uncles now. Trainees are gone. It's Uncle Zan.
It's Uncle Joe. We just heard from, pardon me, Alan Kingdom, myself, and I think a lot of other listeners, excuse me again, were first exposed to Alan Kingdom when he appeared on All Day. Now, that was Kanye's song that he released at the beginning of 2015, around this time last year, I believe, that was seemingly outside of... only one, and I think, you know, 4 or 5 seconds was always marketed as, I think, primarily a Rihanna song, but and only one did really sort of feel like a one-off, that this is the track that he released with Paul McCartney on New Year's Eve 2014 leading into 2015. So All Day really, I think, seemed like it was going to be the lead single from his follow-up to Yeezus, which at that time was going to be So Help Me God. That did not end up being the case, but... all the same, it was an incredible track, in my opinion. It was on heavy rotation for most of the spring and summer. And let's see if I could just pull up... You know, now this is, I believe, Alan Kingdom's debut album. And that track was Fables, featuring Chronix. Chronix is... I think I had heard him before on Before the Money, which was Joey Badass's major label debut that came out last January. Chronix, again, being the featured artist on the track that we just heard, the lead artist of which is Alan Kingdom, just to bring us back to where we started. Alan Kingdom, go ahead.
He's a Canadian.
So it
doesn't count, that album.
Oh, right. One of those Canada jokes.
Sorry, we played that.
No, it's a great track. It's a great album. I'm going to go ahead and real quick pull up All Day so I could find one of the parts where we hear Alan Kingdom. He's got a very distinctive voice. Let's see. So here's the track. If you want to go ahead and bring Aux 2 back up for me, Zan. You know, you've heard this. I'm certainly recognize this. But all right, I'm just skipping through it.
Just
try to find
the worst words as many times as we can.
There he is.
It's a tour of the cursing in this song.
I'm pretty sure that's Alan Kingdom, right? It sounds like this guy. Yeah, alright, so that's just, you know, I'm just jumping around things here. Anyway, yeah, so there's, that's how Alan Kingdom came into the four.
Okay.
Before that, we heard a lot of Mal DeVisa.
Mal DeVisa is a goddess. It was so good. It was the first time I'd ever heard that. And I wanted to weep. It was so good.
Yeah, it was. It certainly was. It was incredible. That was really, we ended up playing basically half of her new album, Kid, just released on Bandcamp earlier this week. And
she's been active since 2014?
If you say so. I'm
asking you. It looks like her first release was 2014. I'm sure she was playing music for years. But.
Yeah, that sounds about right. She plays electric bass and sings for most of her repertoire, and then she's also got a keyboard that she builds some beats with a looper pedal when she plays live. But for the most part, it's just her and her bass guitar, and that's all you need, because it sounds incredible, just like that. So we sort of brought things back around, Zan, to Kanye. We didn't really take any sort of logical path to get there, but here we have found ourselves with the Alan Kingdom connection.
What's it called?
The Life of Pablo?
Yes.
Yes.
Can we play the first track on that?
The first track.
I think it's gnarly good.
It is gnarly good. I did play the first track on one of the solo shows that I did.
Oh.
Which is fine. I mean, no one is going
to
mind, really.
Here's what I have to say to that.
What do you have to say to that?
Oh.
Just that. That's fine. I mean, I'll play it again.
Joe, I don't want to do that to you. Pick another song.
Pick another song? All right. Well, now let's see that.
I'm honestly not familiar enough with it to be able to point them out. I've heard. Can I see the list?
Yeah. Here's the list. Here's the track list for The Life of Pablo.
What? All of the lights. Dun, 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 dun.
Dude, that's not even the right. It's not even the right album,
Fork.
Dude.
Oh, I mean Fork. I don't know this well enough. I really don't. You pick a song.
Who's gonna be mad if we play Ultralight Beam? No one's gonna be mad. Go ahead, play it. Just hit enter.
No, no, no. Ultralight Beam. Right.
That's yeah. How it goes? All right. You know, we don't even have to listen
to
it
now. I just played it.
You just did it. Perfect. No, seriously though, play it.
This is a bad dream, right?
No. Close.
This is a mad dream?
No.
This is a rad dream?
No, it's not. It doesn't even rhyme with what you're saying, so you stop trying things to rhyme.
What is it?
God.
I heard bad dream.
Well, let's play it, and you'll see that you're wrong.
Joe, it's your birthday.
Thank you.
You should... Joe, it's your birthday, man. You should have a birthday playlist going on.
All right, well, I overlooked that.
Shoot, do we need to play birthday sex?
Who sings that?
Jeremy, I think his name. Spelled with an IH.
Jeremiah?
Really? Jeremiah.
That's interesting. I thought he was new on the scene. That song
is
not new.
You know what, Joe? Wait a second. There's something we really have to do here.
All right, what's going on?
Can I get something straight?
Yeah, get something straight.
My homie, longtime friend, Uncle Joe, is turning a little bit older and a little bit wiser. And to honor him, we're just gonna let this go over our conversation. Well, I'll let you listen.
All right.
Have you heard this?
I don't think so.
So I know you want to ride out, even if we only go to my still ring a bell?
No.
You ring a bell yet?
I bet once we get to the hook.
But I know you want to cry out. You say you want passion. I think you found it. Get ready for action.
So this is Jeremiah?
Yeah.
What year? What's the year on this? 2010?
2009.
All right.
Tell me where you want your
I think this is one of those songs where I never actually heard it, the actual song, but people would be singing it in math class all the time.
Yeah.
So I recognize the hook from kids singing it in math class, but I don't think I've ever actually heard the original version, believe it or not.
Let's play Ultralight Beam.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Here it is.
Oh, yeah?
This is not...
Doesn't like quite you. Sound like it. There we go. That sounds more like it. You're listening to Funky Uncles.
Yes,
I'm trying to keep my faith. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity. Deliver us peace. Deliver us love. We know we need it. You know we need it. You know we need it. Pray for Paris, pray for the parents. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything.
But I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe. And in my holy war, I'm trying to keep my faith.
Why send oppression, not blessings? Why, oh, why'd you do me wrong? You persecute the weak because it makes you feel so strong. I don't have much strength to fight, so I look to the light. Turn right, head up high. I look to the light. Hey, cause I know that you'll make everything alright. And I know that you'll take good care of your child. Oh, no longer am I afraid of the night. Cause I look to the light.
When they come for you, I will shield your name. I will feel their questions. I will feel your pain. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know. Foot on the devil's neck till it drifted Pangea. I'm moving all my family from Chatham to Zambia. Treat the demons just like Pam. I mean, I fuck with your friends, but damn, Gina. I've been this way since Arthur was anteater. Now they wanna hit me with the woo after bam. Trying to snap photos of family. My daughter look just like Sia. You can't see her. You can feel the lyrics, the spirit coming in braille. Tumming of the underground, come and follow the trail. I made Sunday candy, I'm never going to hell. I met Kanye West, I'm never going to fail. He said let's do a good
good ass job with chance three. I hear you gotta sell it to snatch the Grammy. Let's make it so free and the bar so hard that the day one gosh darn part you can't tweet. This is my part, nobody else speak.
This is my part, nobody else speak. This little light of mine, glory be to God, yeah.
I'ma make sure that they go where they can't go. If they don't wanna ride, I'ma still give them raincoats. Know what God said when he made the first rainbow? Just notice at the end, if I'm too late for the intro. I'm just having fun with it. You know that a nigga was lost. I laugh in my head cause I bet that my ex looking back like a pillar of salt. Cause they flipped the script on your ass like Wesley and Spike. You cannot mess with the light. Look at the channel from 79.
We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith,
yes,
but I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe, and in my holy war.
Father, this prayer's for everyone that feels they're not good enough. This prayer's for everybody that feels that they're too messed up. For everyone that feels they said I'm sorry too many times. You can never go too far when you can't come back home again. That's why I need
walk on arms. I know sometimes I get tossed and they get blown.
You know what you're listening to if you're listening. You're still with us. I'm talking to you, listeners who are looking for something a little different on the Sunday night, a little funk, a little soul, a little uncles. I'm Uncle Zan.
I'm Uncle Joe. And we just heard, I think, two gospel tracks. Now, Kanye West has been calling this album of his The Life of Pablo a gospel album. Or at least he called it that once on Twitter. I really think that this stemmed from just one tweet that he said, this is a gospel album. And a lot of people kind of latched onto that. And I think, of course, there's a lot to it. But this is one of the small handful of tracks in the album that I think announces itself explicitly as gospel. At least, in the most obvious sort of surface level signifiers with the choirs and the messages and the harmonies and things like that. So I thought it would be a good pairing with an Aretha Franklin track from 1972 recording Amazing Grace, which I don't know enough about to speak with any authority, but I read I read a review of a book about this album. I've listened to the album too, but just like in terms of the context, that was talking about how this was a lot of her more secular music that she had become really famous with. May have, I think, like been a little bit alienating for her, in, like, with respect to the spiritual music that she performed as well, the gospel that she performed, and then this was like a return for her to gospel. And the name of the track was that we heard was "You'll Never Walk Alone," and just a really chillingly good performance, I thought. So I decided to tack it on to the end of the Kanye. So, but going back to the opening track in The Life of Pablo, Xander, you were making some interesting points off the air when we were...
off the record, Joe. That was for a reason I didn't want to say.
Okay, well, kidding. It's too late now. I'm putting you in the hot seat. Got to own up to it.
I mean, I just felt... I listened to the whole album only one time. And I thought this one, in my opinion, on a very surface level listen, this was my favorite track. And I also thought it was the best use of... the guest feature on the album with Chance. I had very high expectations just seeing who was on this album. You know, you had The Weeknd, you had Rihanna, you had Frank Ocean, who we haven't heard from in a while, who supposedly was coming out with an album this summer that never happened. And there's one, I'm going to play that on the air, actually. I'm going to do that after this. There's one track on YouTube that it's supposedly from the new... Sorry, I'm really going off here.
Go for it.
I'm not going to play it yet, but I'll talk about it. But there's one album, one song he released recently, about a year ago, somehow leaked on YouTube. It's so good. We're going to play it later. But as I was saying, I had very high expectations for the uses of the guests on this album, and I was kind of let down. I felt like the potential was only seen to its fullest with Chance. He really gave Chance a lot of freedom and a lot of time to... own his verse. I feel like in the other instances, it's very shallow use of these like huge artists, particularly Frank Ocean. I don't know. I just felt a little cheated. Did you, Joe?
I think you've definitely got a point. Like I'm not a tremendous Weeknd fan to begin with.
Neither am I. But I mean, I know he's a great musician, and I like his music.
Yeah,
generally.
I thought that song, The Hills.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a great track.
I mean, I even think that this stupid song is that everyone likes is good.
Yeah, the
can't feel my face.
Yeah, no, it is. It is good. It's a good track. I read on some review that people called his performance vulnerable, like in a good way. Like, you know, it was like a very like sort of moving embodiment is not really the word I want to use, but like it was a good expression of the sentiment of the song FML, which is, you know, a melancholy song. And I don't really feel that way. He's just kind of like yapping. And my housemate and I were kind of making fun of him the other day. He's got a lot of that. Like, and I just think it's very corny myself. I'm not a big fan of the Weeknd verse. I think the Frank Ocean, it's not really a whole verse, but like the Frank Ocean refrain of the melody from Wolves is... You know, I think it's great. I think I think would be a more appropriate performance to call vulnerable. I think that, you know, he's very expressive in a really great way in the way that he sings that verse. But I agree that someone like a feature like that of someone who nobody has heard a recording of in such a long time could have been better used. You know, like Chance, when he's got that like that line, "This is my part, nobody else speak." Like, you really feel that he's just like owning that part of the song, mm-hmm. which is incredible because, you know, this is the first song on the next Kanye West album, who was like a year ago or 2 years ago. Like, Chance was still just like a fanboy, even though he was like up and coming himself. Like, Kanye was still like, you know,
yeah,
idol. He was still an idol. So to have like to take up that kind of like really own that space and do such a good job of it on, you know, track one of Kanye West's next album was huge, you know.
I was just expecting, after hearing that song, I was expecting like a tremendous feat of art, because that I felt like that song was alluding to that,
right?
And I didn't get it, and I don't know, it was a little... That's just my opinion. I have to listen again, and I want to listen again. I didn't think it was a bad album. Mm-hmm. I just didn't think it lived up to... My expectations were very high after that song.
No, I totally get that. And it definitely, that song doesn't announce what the album is going to sound like and aspire to throughout. Which, so like that, in that sense, I could definitely understand feeling a little bit you know, disappointed in some capacity or another. I think, and maybe you maybe you'll feel this way with more listens, maybe not. Either way, it's fine. But I think for me, it really does take on that, like, you know, this is like a massive statement again kind of thing. Not like, not necessarily a cohesive statement, but I don't know if that's really important in the first place. But it really is, you know, there's a lot going on. I think the first four songs, that's what captured my attention in the beginning. It was like, I love Ultralight Beam. I love the way it goes into Stretch My Hands 1 and 2. I love the way that goes into Famous. But then, like, as time has gone on, I've latched on to, like, different pieces of it. Like, I was really into just, like, the middle couple of songs for a little while. I was just into, like, the bonus track section where he's going through, like, No More Parties and Facts and just kind of, like, 30 hours.
I didn't like No
Hours.
More Parties.
Really?
No.
Wow.
I didn't. I only listened once, but I didn't like it.
Oh, dude.
I didn't like it.
Dude, I love that song. That's probably my favorite song of the year so far. Wow, dude, you broke the mic.
I just broke the mic.
That's all right. We're going to fix it. Don't worry, listeners.
I'm going to... What? Do we have more to talk about? Let's do a PSA.
Let's do a PSA.
Let's do a ASAP. Okay. Actually... All right. This is a little too... Okay. Here's a good one. I've been concerned about this today because I've been eating a lot of sweets today. We just had a little cake in Studio A. Shouldn't have said that on the air. It implicated us for breaking the rules. We're not supposed to eat in Studio A. It's Joe's birthday, though, so we're going to be granted immunity. It's fine. Joe's also a very powerful member of the radio station. It's fine, guys. Don't worry about us. So, we're talking about diabetes. I had a piece of cake today, and I also... What did I have? I had something else really sweet. I don't remember. I had two really sweet desserts in one day. I almost had three desserts because my friend's housemate was making snickerdoodles, and luckily I wasn't around for them to be done. So I would have had three sweets in one day.
Wow.
So I'm a little worried about this. Want some diabetes with those deep-fried butter balls? No problem. Type 2 diabetes comes naturally with a high fat and sugar, low exercise lifestyle. That's what I have. I have all those things.
Whatever, man.
So just sit back, relax, watch the Food Network, and snack away. This is a very mean tone.
Yeah, it really is pretty mean-spirited.
Worried about the complications of diabetes like obesity, heart disease, stroke, impotence, limb amputation, and blindness? No problem. Paula Deen and the pharmaceutical giant Novo Nordisk have teamed up to bring you an expensive new medicine that doesn't actually prevent these health problems, but could keep you alive a little bit longer. Joe, I'm going to hand it over.
All right.
We'll start with paragraph 2, if on the other hand. Thank you.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I got you. If, on the other hand, in your later years you'd rather ride a bicycle instead of being confined to a wheelchair, if you'd prefer to spend your money on anything other than medical bills and prescription drug copays, if right now you want to be more attractive and healthy, then exercising regularly and eating a diet rich in vegetables and real fruits while lowering your intake of meat or even eliminating it is a very effective and inexpensive way to help achieve those goals. This has been a public service message from your tomato, bean, onion, and mushroom-loving friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. P.S. If you're already diabetic, going vegetarian could really help you get better rather than worse. I gotta say, I might go ahead and throw this in the trash, this whole PSA, because there's a whole lot of, oh, if you'd rather do this instead of being in a wheelchair, like, that's, you know... If you'd rather be attractive and healthy, like, you know,
it's coarse, to say the least.
It's coarse, you know. There's a lot of, you know.
I think it's a little inaccurate. I think you get rid of that. I think that's a POS.
You know, here, listen to this. This is me folding up that PSA, and now it's in the garbage. All right. So I hope anybody who felt shamed in any way by that kind of rhetoric,
that was really mean.
That's not our fault.
If I had type 2 diabetes and I was listening, I'd feel pretty bad.
Yeah, or it if wasn't I understanding. Was in a wheelchair, or if I...
It was almost shaming.
It was shaming in all kinds of directions.
It was really bad. Bad message. I'm going to play that Frank Ocean song.
Yeah. The opposite of bad messages. The opposite of negative messages.
It's like kind of a moody song. That's how I would describe it.
All right.
We're going to check in before we leave. Don't worry, folks who are still hanging in there. But for now, Lil Frank. Was a little taste of what's hopefully to come of our friend Frank Ocean. Joe, what's going on? We got something here. Something's going on. That's gonna be me. What is this?
Wise man close his mouth, madman close his fist.
I didn't ask to hear this
man
song.
Shows his age.
Pardon that intrusion. I know what I'm going to do. I was riding my bike today, had my headphones in. Probably shouldn't do that, it's not very safe. But I heard this song. It's a little old school.
Thank you.
closing out with a little Al Green as it turns from Sunday to Monday on Funky Uncles. Thank you for joining us at our newest time, back to the OG sophomore year slot.
Yep.
We're trying to bring the glory days back, right, Joe? We're trying to get to that prime number, 14 listeners, 15 listeners, but we got currently
3.
And change.
It's all a question of publicity. We'll work at it.
Social media marketing. That's right.
You're a media studies guy.
We're going to be coming at you on Twitter, on Facebook.
We do still have a Twitter.
On Periscope. On Vine. Okay? We're not messing around this semester. It's our last semester. But, for now, it's time to say goodbye. I'm Uncle Zan.
I'm Uncle Joe. This is WMFO, Medford Test Reform Radio.